Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are watching Taylor. Gia, how are you today?
You know what I kind of realized? That our intro's like kind of creepy.
Oh no, it's definitely creepy.
We're watching you, Taylor.
Every time I do it, I mean to say something else, yeah. And I constantly default to "we're watching Taylor" because it's the least creative thing you can say.
I swear we're not watching you. We're not watching.
Yeah,
we don't have.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. That's Taylor when she hears.
We're not watching you on surveillance.
No.
We're just watching what's going on.
We're just watching what's going on. We're observant of every situation.
Yes.
We're just paying attention, okay? That's really what we're doing.
Yeah.
And, there's a little bit of drama going on in the background.
Of course, right when we decide to start.
It is a very cold day in New York City today. We had some snow, sleet, rainy mix going on.
Yeah, gross this morning.
It's fucking gross outside. Yeah. It's affecting my mood. I'll say that out loud right now. And, but I love a snowstorm. I wish that it would just snow.
Like, yeah, me too.
I wish we had 4 feet of snow right
now. Yeah, I would love that.
I would love a little snow day, maybe.
Yeah, it'd be very
catch up
cute.
On my fucking life, Gia. Like, my life is in disarray. And I saw you post a video the other day that your life was in disarray as well. And it did make me feel better because I was like, all right, at least it's not just me having seasonal
depression. I just can't get a grip. You know?
I can't catch up with myself.
I can't catch up with myself. Every time I feel like I have everything together, it just blows up the next
day. Completely.
Yeah. I think it's just the winter vibes.
I think it's just the winter vibes for sure. I also think, you know, the full moon is upon us, January 25th. Don't forget. But I also think that, it's just the weather, everything, like getting back into the swing of the new year. It's like we've been booked and busy.
I know.
And when I get home, I'm tired and I don't have time to fold clothes.
Oh, my God. My room is every weekend.
Yeah.
I'll clean my room on a random day when I get that urge. That's like, you have to clean your room right now.
Mm-hmm.
Clean it. And then by Sunday, it's like a freaking bomb went off. And then I'm like, I just lay in my filth.
It's truly insane. It's insane. And I have a similar issue with my clothes. I pull them all out when I'm looking for something, and I can never put them back. Not that any of them have a space to begin with.
Yeah,
really, it's just a fucking nightmare. But I'll tell you who's really increasing her closet size every day.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
In the way that I like.
Good transition.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm working on them these days. But she has And it's part of my problem. Like, I indirectly blame her for this because every time she's wearing something cute that I like, my girl Taylor Swift style posts it, and unfortunately, I got to buy it. So it's like, I have no room in my house for all these Taylor Swift clothes. How does Taylor Swift have room for all these clothes in her New York City apartment?
Her New York City apartment is...
Compound.
Yeah.
Her home.
Her New York City home. Yeah. Multiple floors, probably.
Exactly.
She probably has one whole room that's a closet.
Do you think she has depression days like us where she just, her room's a fucking mess
no.
and she's throwing shit around?
No.
No?
Not at all.
I kind of like to think
I
maybe
really
she
don't
does.
Think so.
Like, do you think that she has an old
because I don't even
flat, bubbly water on her nightstand?
Or a water bottle from five weeks ago?
That definitely needs to be washed.
Yeah. I don't think so. She seems too put together. As much as I want her to be relatable that, I just feel like even when she wasn't even that famous, I feel like she probably wasn't like that.
I agree.
I don't know. She gives off just very
she's
clean.
So organized, yeah.
And how can you be that rich and be messy, you know?
She's always baking and shit too. Like if you're a baking person, you're
clean. I feel like her house probably always smells like cinnamon.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. But her closet is expanding, ever expanding. Mm. And that brings us to the main event of the week. The thing that Taylor did that we're discussing is that she did, in fact, go to the Chiefs playoff game against
Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins. And we'll talk about the clothes first because I want to bring up someone else who I was hoping that she would meet at the event. But Kristen...
Juszczyk.
The wife of another NFL player, Kyle, I believe.
Yeah.
She has a beautiful, thriving business where she turns, she makes custom, sports-themed clothes.
Yes.
Her husband's on the 49ers, so she is always rocking 49ers merch, which looks really cute. And she lately has been making, she makes regular clothes herself. Yeah, she makes she has a cool halter top she made herself.
Cute.
Like, the cutest shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, lately, for other people, she has been gifting them these, puffer jackets, these custom-made puffer jackets with team jerseys on them. She made one for Brittany Mahomes and one Miss Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And Taylor, it was the first time in a long time probably ever, if I really think about it, that I was like, damn, I want that like sports jersey jacket.
Yeah.
Like I never am wanting something sports related. I never am wanting like a, you know, I don't like when people wear jerseys. Like I kind of think like, I get it. Of course. Like, of course, if I go to a sporting event, I'm going to probably wear a jersey. Like mm-hmm. that's what's going to happen. But like, I don't know. There's not my favorite fashion choice.
No, I get that. Until wearing now. A jersey like on a casual day, I think yeah. is weird. Like yeah. wearing a jersey like for your team on a game day, I don't think is weird. Mm-hmm. But there has been a huge lack in the women's department when it comes Massive. To NFL themed clothes or even just sports themes in general. NBA, NHL, they all have like, it's like the women's jerseys or the men's jerseys, like the big, like oversized, like good cut, like what they wear on the actual field. And then the women's jersey is like a V-neck and it's like tight and it's just
ugly.
So it's ugly. It's all and all their ugly. T-shirts too mm-hmm. are like the weird, like either like a weird scoop neck or a V-neck.
I hate
it's
when
like,
they,
what?
When they just, when they put a scoop neck on a shirt and they're like for women.
Yeah,
like,
it's
stop.
So, and
like,
it's the ugliest stuff.
I'm not looking for a scoop neck right now. Yeah. Like I just, I want a tee that goes all the way up. Like yeah, I'm going to spill beer on myself. Like I don't need to spill it directly in my cleavage.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they're also, they're always too tight. They're yeah, always too tight. Like, it just never, it's not very flattering. But mm-hmm. It's exciting to see a woman, a small business,
yeah.
and someone who genuinely cares about this kind of getting in the mix.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of her.
And it's cool because I think she gave the jacket to Brittany and then made one
she
just
did,
in
yes.
case, right? Yeah.
Which is just smart.
Yeah,
you know
so
what I mean?
Smart.
That's just smart
yeah.
thinking.
And imagine, like, you're like, oh, I'll just do it just in case. And then you wake up the next day and you see that she's actually wearing
it. I, like,
it.
Could start crying. Like,
I know.
So, like,
I can't imagine how cool that felt.
You must feel so proud.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And also, too, it's so much work. Like, she posted a video of making of how she made it, you know, yeah. obviously cut up and, like, sped up. But it looks so difficult.
Oh, my God.
Like, I bet so much time goes into it. So much thought goes into
yeah.
it. You really have to have, like, a, you know, a creative eye to
yeah.
make it look cool.
Yeah.
And then motherfucking Taylor Swift steps out.
So
she
cool.
made the video of herself, like, cutting it up, making the things, whatever. And then it, like, cuts to Taylor, like, stepping out of her, like, golf
yeah,
cart wearing
yeah.
his jacket, looking so pimp.
So cool.
So we love that. We love that for
I
her.
I also loved Kyle was just, like, constantly on Twitter,
oh,
like, my wife made this. Like, made by my wife. Like, did you guys see my wife did this? So cute. Like,
major
just
hype
so
man.
Supporting. Yeah, very hype man.
He, yeah,
I appreciated that.
He replied to, I think,
every single one. Yeah.
Every
yeah.
single, like, analyst yeah. any like you know E! News is posting about it, he's responding,
like, that's my
like,
wife
everybody.
It's just
yeah.
so cute,
that's my wife, isn't she talented,
yeah
like, just
yeah
really
yeah
sweet
yeah
shit.
Yeah,
every Instagram comment, like, we love it mm-hmm. And I'll say this, I think that first of all we love a man who is a cheerleader for mm-hmm. his woman. I think that I won't put all of the credit, or I won't give all the credit to Travis Kelce, but I do love the precedent that he has set, being like, it's cool to support your girl.
Totally.
And I think that people are just so effortlessly, like, yeah, of course I'm going to support my girl. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. I'm going to reply to every single fucking tweet. Mm-hmm. It's not ridiculous. Like, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so,
like,
I think that the
like,
example
women
has
want
been
that.
Set.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The example has been set. And I'm sure Kyle, you know, is a good man on his own. But
yeah.
I do like that the example has been set publicly for,
yeah.
for men
yeah.
to encourage their women.
Yeah,
you know
yeah
what I mean?
Totally.
It's fabulous. So congratulations to her for getting that bag when it comes
yeah.
to Taylor Swift wearing your
yeah,
jacket.
Yeah, seriously.
Taylor at the playoff game.
Yeah, so cute.
Freezing.
Negative 25, real field, negative 25 or
that's
something crazy like
that.
Me.
That to me is like, how do you still have a, I mean, I guess, you know, you got to have the game, it's a playoff game. But do people get, like, frostbite and shit? Like, that's so cold.
No.
Do they pump, like,
I think it's
heaters
like,
in the place? Like, what do they do?
I don't really know what they did. I think they were like, hey, just bundle up and hope for the best. I know players would put, like, Vaseline on their arms because, like, it traps
oh,
in the heat.
Oh, that's so smart, actually.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I feel like the adrenaline
face.
And stuff, you're kind of so hot anyways.
True.
But I don't know.
And you're, like, running around. I mean, they're playing a game. Like, they're
yeah.
playing a game of football. I'm more thinking about the people in the stands. If you're in the,
yeah.
if you're a fan in the stands, how do you deal
it's
with that?
Crazy.
Even Taylor is, like, in a box. But, like,
the
you know,
windows were, like, open.
Yeah, the windows were open because
yeah.
they couldn't, the cold was so bad, you yeah. couldn't see through it. All the memes of her being, like, the cold never bothered me anyway.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, yeah. Did
thing,
you hear about
the
girl who got frozen?
Up. Yes.
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
Just too good,
she's
too
like,
good.
Oh, she literally
I love
looked
how
like Elsa.
She really did look like
yeah.
Elsa. It was so beautiful. But I think that, like, that to me shows its own level of dedication. Like, if you tell me, yes, okay, it's a playoff game, it's a mm-hmm. big deal. I would be like, that morning, I'd be like, babe, listen, what's the probability that you're going to win today?
Right.
Like, if you're going to win, for sure, like, are you going to be pissed if I'm not there? Or, like,
yeah,
is it
yeah,
cool
yeah.
if I just kind of watch this one on TV? Like, if you are worried about it and you really want me there to, like, support you and, like, be, like, you know, your good luck charm or whatever,
yeah.
like, I'll do it. but do I really need to be there? Like,
I guess it depends on like where he's putting me. Like, if I'm putting, if so I'm going true. In a box, like that's fine.
So true.
But if he's yeah. putting me on the stands, I'm like, listen, no, you're asking no a way. Lot
can't
of me.
I can't be on the sidelines. Yeah, I can't be on the sidelines. I'm no. way too cold. It's yeah, crazy. But she's looking great. She's looking amazing. Can I say that I can't believe that this woman can wear a hat all game long?
Yeah.
And then her, leave the stadium her and her perfect. Hair looks perfect. I'm of course. Like, do you have a Dyson with you in the back, girl? Because I know, as a woman with bangs, I know that if I put a hat on, right. that's it. Like, that's right. it. Like, I cannot take that hat off.
Also, like,
I get the cut
beanies,
in the bangs.
Like, they totally, like,
they
like,
suck flag. Your head up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. And it was a cute beanie, too. Looked
yes,
like
she looked so cute.
She looked so adorable.
Yeah.
And you know who looked adorable, too? Brittany Mahomes.
I liked her hat.
I liked her fun hat. A lot. Yeah. I loved her hat. She looked really cute. They took a lot of good bestie photos. Yeah. And I thought that was cute.
Someone was like, it looked like a big little.
Yes.
A big little reveal. Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
I think that, I think personally I've come a long way on Brittany. I don't know if she's like in the middle of like, you know, she seems to have calmed down from previous years of like the mm-hmm. the showboating and the and whatever the things that people were like giving her shit for, and I think that she seems like a comfort to Taylor mm. and a good friend to Taylor. So shout out to Brittany.
Yeah, shout out
to
Brittany
for being cool.
Yeah,
with Taylor.
And that's a tough world to get yourself involved in. I feel like WAGs are probably I don't
oh, yeah.
want to say this, but like bitch not bitchy, but I just feel like it's a tough world.
I think that's that would be an assumption. Yeah. I bet that it's one of those things that we all think it's true from like movies and shit. And
yeah.
in reality it's probably like they're probably like the best, like most supportive.
I know. Bitches, I watched this TikTok about this girl who said she got to sit in like the 501 club, which is like the Niners like nice box.
Oh, nice.
And she like heard all these WAGs like talking shit about Kristen Juszczyk, and then she was like, well, the karma's on them because now she like got to
oh
design
my
a
God.
Jacket for
and you know what, though?
Taylor Swift. So I was like, damn, like.
That to me is just straight up jealousy.
Yeah,
that's
oh, totally.
Just jealousy.
Totally.
And also, too, you know what? Now that you bring it up, I bet there are WAGs. And we're not saying all. It seems like there are a lot of good WAGs out there. But it
yeah.
seems like there may be a few bad eggs and ones that would also be jealous of like Taylor Swift.
Right.
Like, jealous, like, who's this bitch coming in here? Like, she's not married. She's
yeah.
not a WAG. Like, we've been grinding for years.
Right,
like,
right.
At these football games, supporting our men, like,
yeah.
doing this shit. And now all of a sudden she comes in and it's like she changed the game of football.
Yeah.
If I'm a lesser WAG, mm. I'm worried. Or I'm threatened.
Right.
Immaturely.
Yeah, that. Say. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You don't need to be threatened anymore.
Yeah.
You
I just
all be friends.
I feel like sports, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's a tough group to get into. And then once you're in... Like you're in
once
for
you're
life.
In, you're in.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I kind of think that could be said to like a lot of girl groups.
That's
like
true. That's
girls,
very true.
That's kind of how girls operate. We don't.
Yeah.
We,
I mean, think about like a normal friend group. Like if some
oh,
random
yeah.
girl just was like, hey, we'd be like, hey.
I'd be
like,
fuck are you?
Yeah.
Until you like prove yourself. I think that sometimes like guys will just, you know, add somebody
guys
to the mix
can make
and
friends.
Hang
yeah,
around
yeah,
and be
yeah.
friends. And then if something weird happens, then, like, they distance
yeah,
themselves
yeah.
and they stop talking to them or whatever. Whereas women, like, make you earn it. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like, they
yeah.
make you earn your friendship. They make you earn, like, the, you know, the entry into the group mm. and whatever, which I feel like is kind of whatever. But I'm a hypocrite if I say that I haven't done it before.
Totally.
But, yeah, so I think that the era of the WAGs is upon us, the good
yeah.
WAGs.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing
are you a good WAG or a bad WAG?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I love that so much. So she's at this game. Donna Kelsey's there sitting next to her.
Yep, cute.
They're swag surfing.
I know. They got a lot of hate for that.
I saw that. I saw hate, and then I saw a lot of people loving it.
Yeah, there was
some
yeah.
wondering like where the hate is coming from. I know where some hate is coming from.
Oh,
and Gia, I said this on radio yesterday, and I hate to even open up the door of this potential beef.
Uh oh.
And we don't have to open it up, but Frank the Tank.
Uh oh.
Better watch his mouth.
Oh.
When it comes to Taylor Swift.
I know.
Did you see him going off on Sunday?
Yeah.
Or on Saturday? I understand that, and I tweeted this because I said it was a perfect example of I didn't understand why dads, brads, and chads were like so pissed off
yeah.
about Taylor Swift being at games mm. and like showing her on the screen. I'm like, get off the fuck over.
Because their teams are losing.
Showing her like whatever because their teams are losing
yeah.
and they feel taunted by
mm-hmm.
her. And Frank had a full meltdown being like, they were showing everything going on. The Dolphins are like failing miserably. And then they show Taylor Swift cheering. And he was like, and there she is.
Yeah.
There she is cheering. Fucking Taylor Swift cheering in the thing. Called her a bitch a few times. Just really went off the rails.
He came into the office the other day and just like looked right at me and was like, I don't think he obviously he did not put two and two together that we do this show, but he was just like, Taylor Swift, I can't even look at her. I can't even look at her. I was like, what's the problem? Like, what's she do? He's like, we're playing the Dolphins. Like, they're playing the Chiefs. Like, whatever. She's everywhere. I can't get rid of her.
Yep.
I was like, Tank, like, I love you, but I love her more.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Sorry.
In a battle between Frank and Taylor, I'm choosing Taylor.
I know.
And that's,
I don't want to have to make that choice.
Don't make me make that choice.
I thought that my response to his meltdown was kind of funny. I quote tweeted it, and I was like, he should listen to This Is Me Trying by Taylor Swift.
Yes, yes, I did see that. No, for real. Like, And I get it. Like, I totally understand that he's somebody, his fandom is crazy. And we have this happy-go-lucky megastar taunting
happy-go-lucky
you, swag surfing in your face.
Oh, Taylor Swift, you know, is happy-go-lucky.
Oh, yeah. Not Frank. Please, please. Never mistake. Frank is the least happy-go-lucky guy in the world.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him. Like, I don't know if he wasn't here yesterday or, like, what.
He was in Chicago.
Oh, he was in Chicago. Yeah. Because I haven't gotten a chance to talk to him yet. I don't know if he'll have calmed down by then. I don't know. Gia, we have to be, you know, on alert, have our backs, watch our backs, because, you know, we could catch heat from him.
Yeah. Catch a stray.
Of this. We could catch a stray.
I know.
Like,
I hope he
doesn't.
Might
hate us by
association. Yeah, I know. I hope he doesn't do that. Like,
that's going to suck. We
I know.
Can't have this.
I feel like I'm a big supporter of him.
I know.
So.
We can't have a house divided within Barstool when it comes to Taylor and sports because we all have to be on the same page. But, it was hilarious. I saw it. I saw the video of Frank freaking out, and I was like, I finally get it.
Mm.
And also, I need this to happen 20 times as much. Like, I need them to show her more if possible. I need her to haunt the dreams of every person watching a football game.
Yeah.
Like, that's now what I want. Like, I want it to be. Like, I want there to be an evil force behind
it. Oh, yeah. Well, people now are saying that she's the reason why, like, Travis Kelce, like, isn't good anymore.
I know, of course.
Because they're like, oh, he was the best tight end in the beginning of the league, and, like, now he can't even catch a pass.
Okay, but what about Patrick Mahomes? He can't either.
Yeah, he can't really throw it.
It's been terrible.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's what people tell me. I don't know if that's
true. Oh, really?
People are telling me that he's been bad.
All I see is about how Travis Kelce is just, like, not good anymore.
Yeah, that I've seen.
Whatever.
But I've seen, like, the sports people also being like, Patrick Mahomes, what the fuck? I don't know. I'm just spreading rumors, to be honest. I'm not spreading rumors. I did see those things, but who knows if they're true.
Just fans being so salty about it.
Everyone's just salty.
Yeah. It's
are
like, sorry.
Are you feeling a little salty today? I didn't want to bring it up.
Yes, I am. I'm not going to take it out on Taylor. But
you never take it out on Taylor.
I am salty. I'm more sad than I am salty.
Of course you're sad.
Jason Kelce's retiring.
Jason Kelce,
is the word on the street.
Retiring, which we all kind of knew.
It was a possibility.
Everybody kind of thought that this was going to be his last year, which is why the push behind him, behind the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl was big.
Yeah.
I was on that train. I was bummed out as
Thank
well.
You.
I really was wanting to root for Jason.
I was I'd rather watch the fucking Emmys. Like, I was like, turn on the Emmys. I can't even watch this shit anymore.
Honestly, the Emmys were great.
They were great.
The Emmys were really good.
Yeah, really great. And so it was a tough night last night. I walked home in the rain. Just sad. But, you know, what are we going to do? I feel like it's going to be a long 5 to 10 years as an Eagles fan. It was too good. 2017 was a great year, and then I think it's all just going to go downhill. But
damn.
What are you going
to
do?
Do we think the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl? They won their game, but like you said, they haven't been.
They play the Bills now?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Say,
I don't know
right?
what their path would be.
How about the Bills, like, shoveling their whole stadium
up themselves?
Those
that's,
are some
that's
real fans.
Real dedication. Like,
I've
that
never,
shows
like,
how real NFL fans are.
True.
And I was like, damn, respect.
Holy shit.
10 p.m. they were out there fucking
like,
shoveling.
Here's an example. If Taylor Swift tweeted, I am snowed into my house. There's snow up to the roof of my Tribeca townhome.
Mm.
And I have a concert tomorrow and you're all invited. But I can't get out of the house unless you help.
We
would we show up with shovels?
I'd be like, yeah, I think I would show
I
up with shovels. But to me, it's like that honestly makes more sense to come shovel her apartment because like NYC like shovel system
true.
Or like plowing system's probably not that great. I mean, they don't deal with that much snow. Like the Bills Stadium, like how do they not have people or like just take a blow dryer and
take
blow
a,
all
right,
the snow.
A,
like I was confused.
Take a blowtorch, take literally anything to the whole place.
How do they not have like
How
the right
prepared?
Equipment?
It snows in Buffalo.
All the time. I feel like they have a ginormous snowstorm every year like that. Mm-hmm. So how do they not have something to prepare? To me, it would make more sense if Taylor Swift was like, I need to call in the troops rather than the Buffalo Bills. But yes, I would do that.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
I think that that's, yeah. I think that that's just the kind thing to do. It's
yeah.
Because
who knows?
The
maybe
team,
she would
team,
like
team.
Pop out and be like, hey, you want like
true, that's so
a
true.
Hot chocolate
that's
or something?
So true. Oh my gosh, she would totally have hot chocolate. Like,
yeah.
like the most delicious hot chocolate.
Yeah.
You've
oh,
ever had.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the good
yeah.
Chocolate, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
Godiva,
yeah.
Or like,
oh, yeah,
something
yeah,
even
yeah.
more expensive.
Yeah.
I can't even think of a more expensive chocolate, but it would be so good. Mm. Now I wish I would be shoveling Taylor Swift's driveway.
I know. I want to like build a snowman.
I know.
But obviously that's
Elsa,
not gonna happen.
Going all the way back to Elsa.
Yeah, yeah.
But but yeah, so Frank the Tank, tentatively mm-hmm. on our list. Who knows?
He's on a watch.
He's on watch.
Yeah.
We're watching Taylor, we're also
Tank
watching
watch.
Frank.
Yeah.
We're also watching Frank. So because we don't want that beef.
No, no,
but
we don't
we
want
have
that
to
beef.
Have it, we'll have it.
Yeah.
And then of course the Chiefs won.
Mm-hmm.
Donna Kelsey was there, swag surfing as well, I think I
yeah.
mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Packed box for
yeah,
Kelsey,
I know. Lots of people in there. Well, I feel
Kelsey
like
side.
All the people that the players want at the game, obviously mm-hmm. they can't put people in seats too, so they're like, we just
right.
got to pack in the box.
Right.
Which is probably so fun for those people who usually get like the stand seats. They're like, oh my God, we get to sit with Taylor tonight.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Like there's, you know, it's a health hazard at that point.
You know what? Also, people always will record Taylor in the box cleaning up. Like the
yes.
cups and stuff.
Yeah.
And to me, like that's a one and done type of thing. Like, oh, we recorded her cleaning up mm-hmm. the cups. Like, is it really that big of a deal that she cleans up cups?
No, I don't think so.
Like, that's a basic human.
Sorry, I'm like choking.
But I guess like to people, she's like not even human. So like.
I think one, it shouldn't be video worthy.
Yeah.
Because if you don't clean up your cups and clean up after yourself,
you're
a
douche.
Fucking like,
yeah.
Can I tell you that I've been in the movies like 100 times in the past.
I know.
2 weeks,
same.
And every time I go, the people I go with kind of leave their shit there. And I'm like, are you? And every time I'm like,
yeah,
are you
an
animal?
Yeah.
Take your stuff.
Are you raising a barn?
Yeah. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, yes, the cleanup crew comes and like they do the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but like
you throw
have
out
some
your
decency.
Empty popcorn thing. You
yeah.
get rid of that soda, mm. like that. Whatever,
half drink soda, like
cup of soda.
Yeah.
You get rid of those things.
Yeah.
Like that's it's fucking crazy.
You have
crazy.
Two hands,
right?
Throw it out.
You have a little High Noon in front of you that's empty. Taylor Swift, you throw it away.
Yeah.
Like, that is just common courtesy.
Yeah.
We don't need to keep taping her when she does it.
Yeah,
because
I don't know. I just thought
we
there
already
was
know
like,
we know she's a human.
Yeah.
The people that are taping it being like, wow, I can't believe she's cleaning up. Make sure that like you're cleaning up.
Yeah.
Like if you're so shocked by her cleaning up, sounds like you're not
yeah.
cleaning up.
Yeah, that's a good
so,
point.
You know
that's
what
a
mean?
Really good point.
Don't
yeah.
be so shocked. Be like,
yeah,
of course
turn the camera
she is.
On yourself.
Yeah, right. Prove that you threw away your stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe that you did. If you're so shocked, you're so surprised by
yeah.
this mega celebrity. Wow, even she does this. It's like, yeah, take
yeah.
notes.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw
that's hilarious.
Away.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that was a weird phenomenon. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess you don't really see that with celebrities because, you know, you don't really get, like, I feel like going to a football game makes you more human in a way or makes
absolutely.
You look more
well,
normal.
Well, it's like, you know, she's one of us. Like, it's an
yeah.
event that regular
like
people
we're all
are also
the same
at.
Thing.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
People always feel that way about sporting events. Oh, and I'll say this as well. The next day, the Lions game, Detroit, Eminem in the stands, loved it. But
yeah.
they showed him every 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
And then and people are like, blah, Eminem, like so excited. It's like,
yeah.
yes, okay. People just get excited for celebrities in the stands. Stop saying it's like, it's Taylor.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
relax.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it does not matter
no.
who it is. As long as it's an A-list celebrity like that, they're mm-hmm. going to show them a bunch.
I hope
they
show
Eminem.
They
want celebrity.
I hope that the Lions make it kind of far so they keep showing Eminem.
Yeah.
I always forget, like, the
I
Lions,
love the Lions.
So the
I
Lions
want the Lions.
My uncle is a massive, and my yeah. cousin are massive Lions fans, and so I know they're whooping it up big time. Christmas Eve, when they won,
my
uncle
God.
Went fucking nuts, screaming in the house. My grandparents, you know, it was like a crazy.
It's been like
crazy.
60 years or something crazy like
I
that.
I think 42.
Oh, 42,
they said.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
all of
my
school
my
friends are Lions
yesterday.
Fans.
Oh yeah, duh,
yeah,
because
yeah,
Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. But I always forget, like, you think, oh, Detroit Lions, like, who's from Detroit? And then you remember, motherfucking Eminem,
yeah.
Detroit City.
He's, like, the king of Detroit.
Listen to the way yeah. we roll.
Or,
love
oh,
it.
Wait, is Big Sean, I think Big Sean's also from Detroit.
Could be.
I don't know why
there
that came into my head.
There was a long list of people. There was a long list of people that were going to
yeah.
be at that game. So that's exciting. I'm excited to see
yeah.
how that unfolds.
Also,
I think I want to root for them.
The,
no, now the Eagles
oh,
are out.
I'm totally rooting for the Lions.
Yeah, yeah. Now
totally.
That the Eagles are out, I'll root for the Chiefs as well. But I'll root for the Chiefs
yeah,
and the Lions. Can they play against
yeah.
each other? Yeah, anybody can play against each other now, right?
I don't think so. I think
oh,
Chiefs
no.
and Lions would have to meet in the Super Bowl. Because I think the Lions.
Oh, so yes. Okay, then I hope
yeah.
that that's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, me too. Me
just
too.
For fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also think it's crazy how close she was to the people at the stadium. Like, oh, she was here and people were sitting where we're sitting.
Oh, right, I know. Like, imagine she was like she was high fouring, right?
Yeah, what was up with that?
Because the guy who got the touchdown is number four. Oh, with number four? Oh. I forget who it is. That's what people were saying. She was hanging out the window. Her security guard was having to pull her back in. Hilarious.
Like, I'm like, she's literally right there. Like, do you think people are like,
definitely.
They have to be, right?
How do you not, too, like, how do you pretend like people aren't doing that? Like, maybe to get
You're like,
ahead of it, you just kind of sit there and you're like, oh, right, like you pose for all quick. The picks and then you just kind of move
on.
You're like, all right, you've all got the picks. Now let's be normal and watch the game. Like, let's watch some football.
I can't even imagine watching the game knowing that she's right behind you.
I couldn't. Like, I would turn around and be like, you know, I would stare and I would try to, like, have a conversation. I try to, like, talk loudly so she could overhear and, like, comment. Like,
imagine. Oh my God, I love cats.
Yeah. It's just crazy that me and my cat were hanging out. Yeah. And the craziest thing. I don't even have a cat. Like, that's the kind of shit I would start pulling, you know, for real. And I think that that anybody would. Who could blame you? Could blame you for acting that way around Taylor?
Yeah, no.
Then on the way out of the game, like I said, they won the game. On the way out, they walked past reporters. I think one person said, oh, Travis, like, to talk to him. And she basically gave them the, like, bye, guys. See you later. Yeah. Bye, guys. Like, she essentially was like, no comment.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
We're good. We're moving on. We're on to the next game. Yeah, like, I saw whatever. That.
She's like, I got this, babe.
Yeah, love that she's taking up that role for him right now during this stressful time.
He looked great, also. His pregame outfit was fabulous.
Fabulous.
Love that cool
coat. He's been looking great.
So handsome.
Just like more handsome every day.
Oh my God. Just really, really,
really good looking.
Once he figured out the shaved head with the beard, oh my God. Yeah. So cute. Great look. Great shades, good, great sunglasses. Mm-hmm. They looked great together walking out. I just love how she like has to look up at him.
It's really cute. All the memes and videos of them like walking and she's looking up at him and everyone's like, oh no, we've lost her, I feel.
Yeah, like, totally.
Yeah, no, we lost her.
And the
she's
clip
lost.
Where Travis made a big catch, and of course the camera went to her, and she's cheering, and then she like covers her face like this. It's
cute.
So cute.
I didn't see that one. That's
and
so
I was like, oh shit, she's in love,
Damn.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just too real to hide.
Yes.
It bites you.
You can't hide from it. Yeah.
Can't hide love in your eyes. People know that.
Especially
everybody
when it's an NFL star. Like, how do you not like just be like, oh my God?
I have no idea. Yeah. It's so exciting. It's all very exciting. Yeah. So okay, that's all that. The only other thing really going on is that yesterday we hear Taylor is rumored to perform at the Grammys.
I heard that.
I am very curious to know if this is true.
Yeah.
I assume she'll be there, although I thought
she's
that we
nominated,
figured it out.
Right, or no?
I thought that we figured it out that she was going to be on tour. Didn't we do this last time?
Yeah, so we thought
Tokyo.
That her tour started later. Or started earlier.
Started earlier than it does.
But doesn't it start like the 7th or something and the Grammys are the 6th or something?
The 7th, yes. Yes. The Grammys are the 4th.
Grammys are the 4th, yeah.
And the tour starts on the 6th.
Oh.
Because it's, on the 7th,
Yeah.
Which is a Wednesday. 7, 8, 9. But again, it'll be.
She would have to leave Tuesday, right? Because Japan is like,
that's I'm thinking the time
God
difference,
knows how long
like,
different.
The time difference. But she'll be performing. Damn, this is gonna be so hard to figure out with the live streams.
Because the times are gonna be so whack, right?
12 hours ahead.
Oh,
or,
so it's
or
just
13 hours ahead.
Oh, so like it'll just it's just the PM of the AM basically.
Right. So we'll be up at like 9 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I'm getting up early for our girl. That's
I
hard
know
for
that's
me to get
gonna
up
be
early,
hard.
You know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so rumored to play at the Grammys. I kind of think that she will.
I am just a little skeptical because they have a lot of women performers already. Dua Lipa.
Oh, do they?
Billie. I don't know if it was Billie Eilish, but it was Dua Lipa, Olivia Rodrigo, and I want to say Billie Eilish were confirmed.
Could be
for
that all makes
pop.
Sense. That all makes sense.
Or pop, not for just for performances. Maybe so, like, Taylor Swift added into that mix, trust me, I would love those four. Those are, like,
maybe, like, Album of the Year. Everybody Album of the Year gets to perform.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, that makes sense.
Because she's nominated Album of the Year.
For Midnights, right?
For Midnights.
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll win. I wonder
Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo.
I wonder how many she'll win. Because most of the nominations are for Midnights, and we love Midnights.
Yeah.
And they love Antihero. But she's won a lot of awards and, like, other things.
And I also,
for this album.
It also came out, like, earlier, so, like, it has been a minute. I don't know, like, what other album? I mean, Guts could win Album of the Year.
Yeah.
Like, what other album?
I don't
album?
Really know. If
she has the nomination, have the nominations been released?
I don't know if they have. No, no, no. Yes, they have. Yes, they have.
Oh, they have?
I was looking at them yesterday because.
I'm curious to who the.
It's hard to see the list.
Okay, so album is Did You Know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard, Guts, SOS, The Record, Midnights, Endless Summer Vacation, World Music Radio, and The Age of Pleasure.
Interesting.
So yeah. I love Boy Genius.
He could sneaky run away with it.
Janelle Monáe like always kind of sneaky wins this show.
Yeah,
stuff,
she does
I feel
always
like.
Win this stuff. Lana Del Rey, yeah. Miley Cyrus, Olivia Rodrigo, SZA. So we'll see. It's a tough category, but I don't know.
Yeah.
She's nominated for a couple, I think three.
I feel like What Was I Made For is going to just sweep.
I think so too. That song is so beautiful.
So good.
It's musically, it's so
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, and like
the
message.
Did you see that clip of her? Like laying the layers of it.
Crazy.
Oh my God,
her voice
stunning.
Is insane.
So insane. Yeah. And I think that her and Phineas as a team is such a great.
Yeah.
Like, they're such a
they
great
have
team.
One of those weird like brother sister relationships where I'm like,
I agree.
Why is your brother everywhere? And why are you singing about sex and your brother's in the room?
I agree. I think it's.
But like, then, it's so different when you're like collaborative
no,
like that.
No, totally. Yeah. But I totally agree. Also, the fact that his like wife looks just like her.
I know. Weird.
But also, he did an interview that made me think it was less weird. He said something along the lines of like, I do this and I do this and I just wanted to like turn my sister into a star. Mm. So to me, it's almost like not that she's like his doll, but it is kind of he's helping it out. He's steering the right direction.
Yeah.
This is his like person to mold and build up and help. And he like works for her kind of.
Yeah.
Like, that's how. But they work together, obviously.
Yeah.
It's that thing. And that made me be like, oh, yeah, no. That's a sweet thing. Like I would work hard to help my brother shine. For
yeah.
Sure.
Well, I mean,
so,
yeah.
Maybe that's a dedication.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful
relationship.
It's a beautiful relationship.
I would love to have my sister already shines bright.
Exactly.
And so does JB. JB mm-hmm. shines
bright. Everybody shines so bright. It's just nice. It's nice when your siblings shine bright.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
nice when they shine bright. Yeah. But yeah, so good luck to everybody with the Grammys.
Yeah.
Good luck
Very
to Taylor
excited
Swift. We'll be curious
to see if
see.
She comes.
That will be, yeah, February 4th. We have a little bit of a break, thank God, from the award ceremonies, mm-hmm. I think, because they've had to cram them all into this last week because they were making up for lost time.
Mm.
So we shall see. I wonder.
When are the Oscars?
The Oscars are March 10th.
Oh,
so
really
far away.
Late.
Well, usually these award shows are much more spread out throughout February, but they're making up like the Emmys. I think they might do a second Emmys. I'm not sure because the Emmys that was on last night was a makeup for 6 months ago.
Oh.
And so they'll probably do another Emmys like in the fall.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Well, that kind of made sense.
Same with like Critics' Choice. I think a lot of these award shows that should have been happening during the writer's strike are all packed into now.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of these awards that are being won are being won for like a specific time
frame.
So like the Bear season 2.
Because I was going to say like.
Technically doesn't fall into like all these awards that they're winning are like not for season 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Which is crazy because season 2 is fucking.
Yeah.
That was
so
show,
good. The
you
best.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. But at least that's what I've been gathering online. I don't know which each award ceremony, like which how they are going. But I know the Emmys were makeup.
Okay.
For 6 months.
I forgot about the.
Yeah.
Strike.
The strike. I know. I kept forgetting about it too, but everybody's doing the speeches
right,
about it. So
right. Right. Right.
But so yeah, to be seen if Taylor will be at the Grammys. I'm very excited for her tour to start back up.
Me too. Very excited.
Give me something to do.
Yeah. Something to pay attention to.
Something to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Something to get excited about.
Yeah.
Surprise songs and such. We pay attention. I think maybe we'll post it today or tomorrow.
Oh.
Because we didn't post it, right?
I think maybe we should wait till next week because we had Monday off today, so this episode's coming out today, and it only gives.
Oh, true. No, right. Wait till next week. But did we post the? Did we post?
No,
the
not
graphic?
Yet. Okay. Not yet.
Keep an eye out on the Taylor Watch Instagram and our TikTok because we are posting the phone number for you guys to call in and leave voicemails for us.
We're gonna do like shorter episodes on Thursdays where we like get to talk to you guys about like whatever's going on, whatever opinions you want to hear. Questions you want to ask, even if it's not Taylor Swift related, like
anything you want to talk about, anything you want to talk about, anything you want to bring up, any past history lore you need to know about, all these things. So keep an eye out on our socials for that number. You can call in. We'll do our first voicemail episode next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So look forward to that.
Yep.
And subscribe to the YouTube, please. Oh, and also let us know. I forget if we said this last time.
Hmm.
Let us know. It's no secret, I don't believe, that the way to get YouTube subscribers is to do live streaming
stream,
stuff, like silly stuff, whatever. things to incentivize people to, you know, subscribe to their channel and support, yeah. and funny things that we could do or fun things we can do, whatever. We're brainstorming. We're trying to think of a cool, like, yeah. live YouTube thing that we can do on the Taylor Watch channel. We're constricted a little bit by, like, the music rights aspect of it. Yes, that's hard. Which
the
is
music
tough.
Is so annoying.
But if you have any ideas or things that you want us to do,
yeah.
In terms of, you know, relating to Taylor and all that, whatever, mm-hmm. then we'd love to hear ideas and thoughts.
Yeah.
We're brainstorming on our own, but, you know, we like to hear from our Taylor Watch crew.
Yeah, maybe we could do like a live trivia match or something.
How fun would that be?
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
I would love that. I would love
collab
that.
With the dozen.
Collab with the dozen. Like
have them
lyrics,
write their questions or
finish
something.
Finish the lyrics until we're dead. Lock us in a room until we finish every lyric.
Like play like 1 second of a song and like
and try
guess.
To guess
yeah.
it. I like that shit. Yeah. That's we'll keep it on the we'll keep those on the list.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I really like those. But okay, subscribe to the channel, follow all of our accounts, and we will see you guys next week.
Love you guys.